It has failed to take into account all the circumstances that have a bearing on whether its own general principle, the protection of American lives and the American way of life, is being properly served by ignoring the political and historical consequences of the application of indiscriminate coercive interrogation. And it has overstated the certitude of its conclusions about torture's effectiveness in a few cases in order to justify the permission of coercive interrogation as a routine practice. One could unfortunately go on. Casuistry is about the analysis of complex cases in which layers upon layers of circumstances seem to distance a situation from a generally agreed upon paradigm case. Hard cases present the unscrupulous with opportunities to obfuscate and confuse, but they also present those of goodwill with opportunities to clarify. The halakhic development of the Rodef defense provides one example of how conscientious thinking can weave together general principles with the kind of complicated developments that occur in the real world. And the issue of torture today is ripe for such debate, since there are few harder cases than bloody conflict, which inevitably complicates clear cases of self-defense or the protection of others. The Bible itself makes note of this when it reports Jacob's reaction to his impending battle with Esau. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and was distressed. Rabbi Shabtai Bass comments on this verse that Jacob was not afraid because he was worried about his own life, but that he was worried that he would kill Esau's men. Even though Esau was coming to kill Jacob, and thus Jacob might have had no qualms about killing him first, there remains the restriction to inflict minimal harm. And now a quote from Rabbi Bass. Hence, Jacob rightly feared, lest in the confusion of battle, he kill some of Esau's men outright, when he might instead have restrained them by merely inflicting injury upon their limbs.